Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Israel's bombardment has now displaced about 90% of the people in Gaza. That's according to the World Health Organization. One of the displaced is a man making art in the overcrowded southern town of Rafah on the Egyptian border. NPR's Nina Kravinsky brings us the story with the help of NPR producer Anas Baba in Rafah.
Basil Amakusi's house in the northern city of Beit Lahia was destroyed on the second day of the war. He knows this because his neighbor texted him a picture on October 8th of the destruction. He and his family had just fled. Since then, his family's been displaced and lives in a tent. He's created makeshift rooms by hanging blankets from the ceiling, one with the FC Barcelona logo, as noted by NPR producer Anas Baba.
Maybe he's a Real Madrid, maybe he's a Barcelona fan, but what we do know here is one thing, that this man, even inside of his tent, is an artist.
Seated on a black mat on the ground, Al-Makusi paints two long human faces side by side in black watercolor.
My primary concern is my children and how to provide them with a decent life, or at least a part of the life I wished for them. But I found that my soul is still attached to art.
Attached to art, even as he wakes up at dawn to line up with hundreds of others for jugs of water, even in this cramped tent where he lives surrounded by other displaced people. He opens a sketchbook to show more of the art he's created since he's been displaced. Some of his works depict the fear he sees on the faces of the strangers around him. Others show busy, chaotic, more abstract scenes of rubble and airstrikes.
My hand would be drawing on paper while my mind was seeing the destroyed houses around Gaza and all these areas. They all merged into one scene in my mind because the destruction of these houses was similar.
Back home, Al-Makusi has a studio full of his paintings where he and his family sheltered at the beginning of the war, but it's directly next to Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, the site of a massive Israeli military raid and firefights last month. Israel says Hamas uses the hospital and the tunnels beneath it. Al-Makusi suspects his life's work was destroyed in the raid.
The biggest problem in our lives as artists, it's not just our homes or our lives that are lost through the destruction of our homes, but also our work.
He managed to find sketchbooks in Rafah, and he had brought paints, just a few different colors, most of which he stopped using.
When I looked at my painting, I realized that I was deceiving myself, because these colors do not reflect the destruction and reality surrounding us.
So now he paints and draws in mostly black and gray.
In the future, if God grants us life and we continue to live, I can paint them on a larger canvas. But for now, to keep it in my memory, I need to document it in sketches.
Document it, because he says that's the only way to release the anger he feels about the destruction of his home.
I walk on the streets, and every face I see is angry. Men, women, young, old, everyone's faces show anger. There is no beauty left to see in Gaza.
Reporting with NPR's producer in Rafah, Anas Baba, I'm Nina Kravinsky, NPR News, in Tel Aviv.